I am not going to wait for her call or email. The next step is to call them on a newfangled invention called the telephone. Do not text them. Do not tweet them. Do not email them. Do not do the dumb thing by posting something on their Facebook page. What the hell's wrong with you? Call them. Pick up the damn phone and call them. Dial, push buttons, call them on the phone. Now, I'm going to tell you what to say when you call them. You're basically saying, hey, did you listen to it? Do you have any interest? If you do, fine. If you don't, that's 100% okay with me. Whatever you want to do is fine. By the way, if you notice these phrases I've been using this morning, they're always the same. I don't know if some of you are picking this up yet, but when you hear about it this afternoon, you're going to go, oh, I've heard that before. Where did I hear that? Oh, he's been saying that for the last 2 years. I've been in the program. Oh, wait a minute. So there's some phrases you use, but the very simple phrase is, hey, Joe, it's KT. Did you have a chance to listen to that CD I gave you? Yes? Oh, good. Do you have any interest? I'm not sure if you do or not. Whatever you want to do is 100% okay with me. Quite frankly, I could care less, but I'm just interested. You don't say that. You think that. We'll talk about that. But you call them to see if they're interested in getting your wish. Most people aren't going to have any interest. And they're going to say, yeah, I threw that CD away. I hated it. Don't worry about it. If they have no interest, pick it up. It's worth money. Get it. You're going to use it again. If they do have interest, then fine. Let me drop off or mail to you the Your Wish Is Your Command. Then you either mail them or hand them Your Wish Is Your Command, and there's a letter that's in the marketing toolbox that goes with it. And it says, listen to this, you may find it interesting. Make sure you go through the first four TCs, which lays out the foundation, which is very important. And if you understand that, then you get the most benefit out of the rest of the program. And you can call me if you have any questions. I can help you through the materials. And this may be something of interest. But I need it back in 14 days because I have somebody else who wants to listen to it. So there's a letter that goes along with this. If you have any questions, call me or email me. Call me at this number or email me at this number. So that's the letter that goes with them. Now, there's a couple errors that some people do. There's a lot of things that are mind-boggling to me, by the way. This is one of them. You get a prospect, and you hand them, physically hand them, the Success Secrets They Don't Want You to Know About CD. And you say, here's my card. Call me if you have an interest. Fine. Then the person, that day, calls you and says, Jesus Christ, I listened to this CD. This sounds unbelievable. That's so exciting. I've seen that guy on television. I've seen that program. I've heard people talk about it. I would love to get that. I was thinking, oh my God, it's $300. I can't afford it, but I wish I would get it. You would actually loan me one? You would really do that? Sure, I'll do. I would love to get that. And you say, well, okay, good. I'll probably drop it off sometime next week or the week after. Mind-boggling to me. If you talk to that prospect, what would you do? I'd say, where are you right now? I'll drop it off right now. And I can tell you, very few people would do that. Most of you would say, well, I'm really busy today. I'm not sure when I can get it to you. Maybe I'll put it in the mail. And then 2 or 3 days later, you decide to go and mail it. And you wonder why your business isn't growing.